Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio. Our Spotlight Athletes of the Weekend running in the Balloon Fest 5K 10K. It's Nathan Vanderwall, Tess Paulson, Autumn Lincoln, Sophia Boonstra, the senior members coming up on the varsity teams for cross country. Nathan, first of all, obviously a hard summer of training so far. You ran in the Sully Run as well. What's it like to be building towards the season, and what's it like to be running out here at Lake Red Rock today?
It's been great. We've had a good group of guys and girls coming out in the mornings, every morning at 6:30, just really putting in the work, and it's been fun. Everyone's been pushing each other to get better, which is good to see. And Sully was great. It was great to battle with Cannon, and then again today battled with him. So it's been fun, and we're looking forward to the season.
Well, and Tess, last time I had you on the radio, we were celebrating in Fort Dodge, a really special day. It's been a long time since then, but building toward another season. How much fun has it been in the meantime? You were at state track this year and all the above, and what's it been like getting ready for this upcoming fall?
It's been really fun. Like Nathan said, just getting a big group of girls in the to get together in the morning. It's just fun to see everyone putting in the work and get looking forward to this season.
Well, in Autumn, you had a little bit of a pit stop, if you will, during track. Weren't able to finish due to injury, but you're out here running today. I imagine it feels really good. And what's it like to get back out here with these girls and run with them again?
It feels really good being like back with all the girls. It's really welcoming and nice to know that they're all welcoming me back in my journey along the way. But it feels really good to be back.
Well, and Sophia, how much fun has it been to be with this group again? I know you had track with some of them, but to get in particular the cross-country girls back together and to be able not only to relive the memories of last year, which are now distant, but get ready to make new memories again this fall.
I've always loved cross-country, and I love just running with all the girls and just working hard, especially in the summer and prepping for the season and seeing all the good girls that are getting ready and coming up, and I feel like it'll just be fun to see everyone put in the work and work hard.
Well, Nathan, that's the exciting part, right? We're just one step on the journey. 4 weeks from Monday will be your first practice of the year and getting the whole team back together again. And you've seen other guys throughout the year and have been running with them. How excited are you for this upcoming fall? And what's it like to have all this buzz coming off of that state title?
I'm more excited than I can even put into words. Just when everyone puts in the work, it just really pushes everyone to get better. And that just creates that team atmosphere that we really like. And it's going to be exciting. And I can't wait for 2 days because we'll really bond more over those 2 weeks. And then we'll be ready for the season to go get it.
Well, and Tess, a similar question. How exciting is it to be heading into this fall as the defending champions and to not only have those expectations, but also know that you're going to have a lot of fun moments in between along the way?
It's just going to be super fun to see all the upcoming girls and all the girls getting back together. And it's just going to be super fun to see everyone competing and just having fun together.
Well, in Autumn, that's the really fun part, right? So many of you are back on both the boys and girls teams, and I imagine that's extra excitement, right? Is that it'll be similar groups. You'll have some new faces to welcome in on both sides, but I'm guessing that's what makes it so exciting. It's a very similar group to last year.
Yes, I think it's really good that we have more people coming up, which is going to help us pursue like a better environment for our team, being able to like push each other to our best, and I think it's going to be a good season coming up.
Well, and Sophia, we don't want to talk too much yet about expectations for the team, but they're obviously very high. How have you tried to manage those, knowing that again it's about what's happening today and not necessarily what's going to happen on October 28th?
I think just knowing that I can, like, us and the team can only put in the work that like we're able to this summer, and I guess that just like depends on our expectations for ourselves and for our team and what we want to pursue in the season coming ahead.
Excellent work. The seniors of the Pella Cross Country team joining us here at the Balloon Fest 5K 10K. Congratulations on a great summer workout program so far. Look forward to seeing your first races coming up in early September, and appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.